The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
What if the path actually was every moment? Nothing left out. What if each encounter with another person was as rich with potential as, let's say, our time in nature or our silent time on the cushion? What if the whole of our lives were really, truly taken as path? Not only nothing left out, but no moment left out. One almost wonders, could one kind of bear that quality of diligence and consistency of investigation? And there's a way of understanding the Buddha's teachings that sometimes quite popular of he taught happiness, and so there's a lot of teaching of happiness now. And that's half true. At least if you understand the end of suffering as happiness, maybe not in the mundane sense, but sure, why not? If you ask the Buddha what he taught, as happened many times, he said something just a little bit different. I teach suffering and the end of suffering. So it's not just the end of suffering, is it? How can there be an ending of something that you don't even know is happening? How can you know? How can you make any effort to penetrate ignorance if it doesn't seem to be here? Or engage the heart fully towards the cessation of hunger if we don't recognize the fact of hunger. But it's also true that if we don't give ourselves the gift of touching, acknowledging, knowing, catching glimpses of that very cessation of hunger here in a moment, then the path can perhaps seem dark or dry or impossible. Mostly impossible, I think. But the beauty of teaching a whole path of suffering and the end of suffering is that this sometimes sad and ragged life is all included. Its sadness and raggedness is not left out, not a bit. Retreats might be something we think of as obviously part of the path. Sitting on a cushion at home or going to a weekly group seems pretty clearly part of the path. And of course, there's the rest of it. It's being a human being in a world that, well, we know is not under our control. Having a body not under our control and so on. And other people, oh, they're really not under our control. And it's complex, you know? And we're oh so sensitive. And that's the actuality, right? That's how it is. It's a fact. This sensitivity is a fact. And the path takes place right here. There's nothing left out. So the path is this. You're sitting in it now. You're sitting with a small group of people, human beings. Everyone here having as vast a universe within this fathom-long body as you. You might just touch the sense of living at the center of your universe right now. This body. This mind in its limitlessness and its smallness, just like this. Its mindfulness and its dullness. And touching your own experience of just that, not the details of your history, but just the pure sensitivity and this vastness and this smallness. And you're touching the shared human experience. So the people you're sitting with, universe, universe, everywhere you look, so each person that you're sitting with now hereby enters your path in actuality. This is the path, right? If you accept that, how could anything not be? And you have entered their path. This is it, just like this. In all of its potential and wonder and all of its soreness and tiredness and fear and confusion and what am I going to do with this? I'm sitting in a group of a few other people and the guy is about to ring the bell. Right? Just touch that. I was just beginning to sort of get comfortable sitting with one person, stepping into awareness. And now, where are my bearings? Where do I look? Who do I talk to? If someone's talking to someone and looking at them and they're not looking at me, how's that? Adolescence all over again. But we have a practice, yeah? A practice, a meditation practice that meets this. And the one thing we know that's quite special here is that everyone knows they're on the path and knows that this is a time for practice. But what's it actually like? Let's not glorify this path. What's it actually like being in this moment now? Talk about trusting emergence. And a hint. If you tend to speak a lot and comfortably in groups, you might evoke the generosity of giving the listening. So caring for the balance of this larger group. If you tend to disappear in a larger group and move into solitary intrapersonal practice, you might want to bring forth the energy and the generosity of showing up, of speaking. Either way is the path. Nothing left out. Trust emergence. Don't know. A path with no moment left out. What is that? A path acknowledging suffering and the end of suffering. Hunger and liberation. Ignorance and luminosity. What is that? The fact of intrinsic relationality and the fact of impenetrable individuality. Just like this. Is that truth? Let the pause support you. Let your partner's pause support you. Let the laughter support you. Let the awkwardness support you. Really, a path with nothing left out. Just like this. with this body just as it is. With exactly these people in front of you. With opening into the totality or moving into a sense of me in here. Could this be the whole path? Let's see what the pause reveals. Nothing left out. You might just check the mindfulness right now. Just notice the qualities of experience. Maybe check the meditative quality of investigating phenomena, investigating the mind right now. What about energy? What about joy? You might check the quality of tranquility. Is concentration present or not? Or to some degree? What about equanimity right now? In this particular moment of the path. As we close, I'd like to give you a few minutes to explore with your co-meditators. How has practice been? Does it feel like it's meditation practice? Or how are the qualities of the mind? How have the qualities of the mind been of engagement? Either by way of these factors or perhaps just by way of the meditation guidelines. Just to see. It's all good no matter how you do it. Thank you. And you might just take a moment to offer any gratitude for the generosity of your practice partners, and then we'll join together in the group. Thank you.